At 6:06, it is fair and already hot this morning. We're at 80 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is going to be another hot and sticky day across Green Country. The predicted high this afternoon will be 105 degrees, and that is the actual air temperature, not a heat index. If you work out of doors, National Weather Service Director Steve Pilts here in Tulsa says be very careful.
If you look at the country as a whole and you look at all the possible things that go on in the atmosphere, heat actually tends to kill more people than tornadoes or thunderstorms or lightning or even flooding. It just happens in a different way and maybe not in such a flashy way, so maybe it doesn't stick in our memories.
There is a heat advisory issued for today as well as an ozone alert, and yesterday we did have an ozone exceedance. Oklahomans, go to the polls tomorrow. It is statewide primary election day. The polls open tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. The Tulsa County Election Board's Shelley Boggs says they will be watching for electioneering. What is that?
Electioneering is prohibited on election day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Electioneering mostly consists of political signs that are too close to the voting device, and the law does not allow campaign signs within 300 feet of the machine where the machine sits inside the building.
She says take off your candidate's button before you enter the polling place and don't even think about showing up wearing a candidate's T-shirt. Authorities this morning are searching near the railroad tracks where two Union Pacific freight trains collided in the Oklahoma Panhandle. They're looking for several missing crew members that they hope escaped. And Union Pacific spokeswoman says the trains crashed yesterday morning near the town of Goodwell in the Panhandle. She says a two-person crew was aboard each of the trains, and officials cannot account for two engineers and a conductor. The other conductor appears to have escaped uninjured. Well, when the city's trash hauling contract comes to an end on Saturday, a new system will begin with no recycling and only once-a-week service. Mayor Bartlett says this is just a stopgap measure. He says the trash board had planned on using the old service through October, but could never get the contract signed.
They did have the verbal agreement of TRI to continue on until the new organization takes over the responsibility. They agreed to verbally, and they said, okay, now we'll get the contract signed. And it went on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and contract would never be signed.
That left the trash board in a lurch, he says, and the new service will now be phased in starting on Monday. Governor Fallon signs emergency rules that set regulations and fees for the Oklahoma Agriculture, Food, and Forestry Department. Lawmakers this year approved legislation that eliminated the Oklahoma Board of Commercial Pet Breeders and transferred regulation and licensing of kennels to the state's ag department. The Cherokee Nation's Marshal Service and the Claremore Police Department have come to terms. Officers are being cross-deputized. Chief Bill John Baker says this will provide better security and response at the Claremore Indian Hospital.
Up until this point, the Claremore Police would have had to sit at the curb and listen and waited until a U.S. Marshal could get there. So this has been an ongoing problem and a fear that we've had for our constituents.
The plan is for the same type of agreement at the Sequoia High School, which is located north of Claremore. Our weather forecast, a heat advisory and an ozone alert for today. Otherwise, sunny and extremely hot, a high of 105. Tonight, clear 74 for a low. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation. Now, at 610, it's fair and 80. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.